You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, details of the DHB's offer to allied health workers and a summary of previously embargoed Employment Relations Authority recommendations were sent to 10,000 workers. The offer represents a pay increase of 17% for our lowest paid members with the ability to regularly process up pay steps and 5% for our highest paid. This offer is essentially an increase of almost five times the DHB's original offer. I spoke to Will Matthews, an organiser for the Public Service Association, on the matter, and I started off by asking him his initial thoughts on the DHB's offer.
Yes, so we already had the ERA recommendations, but on Tuesday, the DHBs came forward with a new offer, and that was an enormous relief because after 19 grueling months of this dispute, we finally have an offer that we feel we can bring out to our members with a recommendation to accept. That offer delivers pay increases right now of between 5 and 17% to our members, with more increases on the horizon thanks to some substantial pay equity provisions that we have also negotiated as part of this package.
Following the strikes, did we see an impact on services due to the absence of some roles within the health system?
No health worker wants to go on strike because they're health workers. They care about their patients and care about their care, and they don't want to cause this disruption. But at the end of the day, it was the last remaining option to us in order to get a fair pay offer, and it clearly works. We hope that we don't have to take strike action to get the DHBs to make a fair pay offer in the future. But another part of a consequence of taking that strike action is there will be disruptions and there will potentially be backlogs. And that is something that we need the DHBs and the new Health NZ entity to consider when they are making decisions about how they are going to approach future negotiations.
Yeah, and I guess from here, what would be the next step? I'm reading here that there'll be a continued focus on the allied health pay equity claim in order to ensure that the adequate resources are available to complete this claim next year.
So our members are voting on this offer right now, that we will have those results on June the 28th. And after that, our next immediate priority will be settling our allied health pay equity claim. We do have agreement with the DHBs that we will endeavour to have that settled by the 29th of April 2023. Thanks to the additional pay equity provisions that we have agreed on in this offer, we are confident that we are in a really good position to not only expedite that claim, but also to get a really good outcome for our members.
Now, another part of this offer gives an increase to pay for low-wage members as well as high-wage members, correct?
So as a result of this offer, all allied health members will now be paid above the living wage. And for our lowest paid members, that is a significant step for them. Like I said, our members currently earning the minimum wage will receive a 17% pay increase. And for them, that means they don't have to take on all of that additional overtime. They don't have to work another job to support themselves and their families. And they are starting to feel like they are genuinely valued as part of the health system. And that will only continue to grow as we move into settling our pay equity claim.
Yeah, which I guess is quite vital considering the fact that the health system was under so much stress, especially in the past 2 years, correct?
Yeah, and what we want to say to the DHBs as they transition into Health New Zealand is that they need to make sure that their employees at the centre of their decision making, because they cannot function without their employees, and they've been relying on their goodwill for too long. So these workers have been underpaid and overworked for too long. They need to think about their processes and the attitudes that they've brought to the table in this bargaining and make sure that we never have to wait 19 months again for a fair pay increase. But also they need to start rebuilding the trust of their employees, which has been shattered for the allied health professions over the last 19 months.
Yeah. Now, are there any other priority areas which haven't been addressed in the offer?
So we've actually addressed a huge number of our members' priority areas. So in terms of improvements that aren't just focused around pay, we have secured provisions that make significant improvements in areas like flexible working, in manageable workloads, and workplace health and safety and recruitment and retention. And in addition to what they're going to see in their paychecks, that is going to contribute towards not only the well-being of our members, but also the New Zealand health system and the allied professions being an attractive prospect for people overseas and for people thinking about entering the health system in New Zealand. There are always there is always more we can do. There are always more things that we need to address. We're confident that we have ticked off a lot of the priorities for our members now, and we will continue to focus on other priorities in future bargaining rounds.
That was Will Matthews, an organiser for the Public Service Association, on the DHB's offer to allied health workers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.